sex, relationships,
and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I saw this story on Reddit, and I wanted your opinion on it. This dude wrote, I own a printing company that I run with my wife. Her cousin, who mooches off the entire family, she's always asking everybody for something. I felt bad for her because she never has any money, and she's getting married. And she came to us, and she wanted us to do all the signage, the banners, the guest book, the, a life-size cutout, invites, everything, everything she needed for her wedding. He said, we have a history of helping out friends and family as a gesture of goodwill for their weddings, and we never charge. That's usually our wedding gift to them. You know, we make it fun. We work together. We make some cool stuff together. It's fine. This cousin needed a ton of stuff, like above and beyond. Well, then lo and behold, no invite to the wedding.
No.
Yeah. He starts hearing about other family members. Hey, are you going to idiot cousin's wedding? What? No, we didn't get an invitation. So the wife called the cousin and said, listen, we didn't get our invitation. What happened? Thinking like maybe it got lost in the mail or some issue. Oh, sorry. You know, to save money, we decided to downsize. It's a smaller venue. We have no room. I'm so sorry. So dude was livid.
Mm-hmm.
He invoiced her for the cost of everything.
Oh, and he's going to get that at any point. Just hold your breath on that one.
I know. He was upset because he was like, that was our wedding gift. It didn't cost us that much. But the fact that she didn't talk to us or didn't say anything, just didn't send us a wedding invitation, like, screw them. And meanwhile, they made the wedding invitations. Like, they literally, they made them. So he invoiced her. He wants the money. He's like, I'll take it to small claims court if I have to.
That's what happens when you let people walk all over you. I'm known as the cheapest guy in the world. So yeah. People never come to me for anything.
Except your kids who've been mooching off you for years.
That's true. But I think that's different that that's kids. You can't really call your kids.
Your wife mooches off of you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Your whole family mooches off of you.
Good point. I do have a friend that every time, because I used to work for this one company, that I would take him out to lunch all the time, and it would be paid for. So whatever you want to spend, we could spend $1,000 on lunch. It doesn't matter because it's not coming out of my pocket. So I would take him to lunch like once a week. So we would go to lunch and he would. So then when I left that job or got fired from that job, I didn't have a job for a while. We went out to lunch.
Yeah.
And when the check came, he gave it to me. I'm like, dude,
I'm unemployed and I've fed you for like 2 years now.
Like 5 years.
Oh, 5 years, even worse.
And he's looking at me. I'm like, no. So now every time we go out to lunch, he expects me to pay.
So did you say no that day? Did you make him pay?
What'd
no,
you do? I ended up paying.
And then what? Never had lunch with him again?
No, I haven't had lunch with him in a year at least.
Well, see, that's why you lose friends. Listen, you can't mooch off people. You really can't. It's one thing to you pay one time, I pay another time. Or it's one thing if you have a family member that you're just there for. Like you're there for them when they need you and you know they're there for you if anything ever happens in your life. But there's always those people in your life where they completely mooch.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the moocher moocherson in your life? Who's mooching off of you right now?
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's always that one person in your family that mooches off everybody.
It's my uncle at my house.
What did he do?
Love the guy, but he always has like a get-rich-quick scheme. Yeah, he is the like king of pyramid schemes. He's the king of I'm starting a new company, and that's fine if he wants to do all that, but he's always asking us for investment money. Not me, but like my dad. He saved all this money for my one cousin, this really, really super smart cousin who was going to college. When he realized that she was so smart that she can get scholarships, he took every dime he saved for her college. And he started like some stupid company with it. Some dumb like advertising agency. Like who has an advertising agency in whatever year that was? Like, you know what I mean? Like it was, He took every dime. There was no money left for her to go to college, so she had to get scholarships. She had no choice.
So call us now with who is the mooch in your family, or like Jake, is it you?
Yep, I am.
Who are you mooching off of?
My dad.
Now, how did you get this little arrangement going?
Oh, my mod died when I was 20, so I moved in with him, and I've been there 20 years.
Oh, well, he probably doesn't see as mooching. He's probably happy to have you.
Oh, probably, but I love it. I mean, I got a good job. Mm-hmm. I make probably 80 grand a year. I buy a new truck every couple years. I got the boat. I got the 60-inch plasma TV.
Wow.
I don't pay for anything.
Does he get to use the boat and watch the plasma screen TV?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're not just mooching. You're mooching, but you're also being nice while you're there.
Yeah, but I kind of know I'm mooching, too, because I don't even pay when we go out to dinner.
Oh, really? And has he ever said, you know, Jake, you can really afford your own place at this point?
Nope, never have.
Nope.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and less. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
If you are the mooch in your family, do you know you are, or you just don't even understand what that is?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I wonder if my uncle realized that his entire life he was always begging people for money. And, you know, he ended up, this is so crazy, here's how terrible he was at making money. He would borrow tons of money from people that they would never get back. Never. He never paid anybody back. Every company he had went under. The advertising agency went under, whatever, like, MLM thing he started, that went under. In the end, an ex-girlfriend took such pity on him, he lived in her basement.
Of an ex-girlfriend.
So he mooched off an ex-girlfriend, because his family was done with him. We were all like, no, we can't. We have no more for you. It's like the Giving Tree. We're just a stump. That's all that's left. There's nothing left here to give you, Uncle Harvey.
Uncle. Actually saying uncle
here.
He
said uncle. Yeah.
No more. I can't do it.
Catherine, who is mooching off who in your relationship?
My brother Bobby mooches off my mother.
And have you stepped in?
Oh, I have tried several times. My brother Bobby is 45 and a half years old. My mother is 76. My mother just retired from work being a chef at McDonald's back in Michigan. Because she's 76, almost 77 years old. Bobby has lived with my mom all but 3 years of his life.
Now, why would a 45-year-old want to live with his mother?
Because he doesn't have to do anything. She does it all for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he's 45 years old, and he's a busboy working at a Marriott hotel as a busboy. And he's making $8.50 an hour and thinks he's a cat's meow.
So I'm guessing he doesn't date much.
Well, he's married, but he's going. He just had her served with papers because she's a bigger mooch than he is. And these two adults, because she's 30-something, have been mooching off my mom for the last 5 years. My mom has had to work to buy all their food, to pay all the rent, and all the utilities, because they don't put in one penny towards any of it. And when I went through a terrible situation a couple years ago, and I lost a house that I lost my husband,
mm-hmm.
and because he was uninsurable, I lost my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my mom if I could move in with her for 1 year and save enough money to have a down payment on my own home.
Right.
And I'm the responsible daughter.
Right.
I have a good job. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. And I don't believe in sex outside of marriage. I'm a Christian woman.
Good.
My mom said no. Yet she let, she said no because I have a cat. Yet she let Bobby move back in with her. He drinks, he smokes, and he was bringing home this tramp and having sex with her in my mom's house.
I can't believe a woman would want to go home with a guy that still lives with his mother at 45.
Well,
that's the part that I'm having trouble getting over. You meet a guy, you're like, hey, right. Where do you live? With my mom. That's hot.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
Jake called to say that he mooches off his family, even though he makes $80,000 a year, has a nice car, and a boat. Well, instead of getting yelled at, he seems to have fans. Because somehow he pulled off the ultimate. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to mooch, and yet he is. It's pretty, it's very James Bond. And then we learn why to beware of men named Jake, by the way. That's next.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I think there's an art to it, to mooching.
Yeah?
Yeah, just to be able to get money out of family members.
And have no shame about it.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, when I was unemployed, I borrowed a little money from my parents to pay a couple of bills, but I paid them back as soon as I was working again. You know, I was aware of the fact that that I'm an adult and I had to borrow money from my parents. I was so ashamed and I was so embarrassed. And I mean, it was like humiliating. I couldn't believe that I had to ask them for money at this point in my life. It's like, oh, geez, you know, I can't imagine somebody who's comfortable with that. Like, hey, I need money. And then just never, no intention of paying it back. Just, As if you owe it to them.
Hey, Cooper, line 3, it's Bob.
Oh, no. My dad?
No, this is not Cooper's. This is not Cooper's dad. But I do have somebody in my life that's a mooch.
So, Bob, who's the mooch in your life?
It's this girl, my daughter. Her name's Hooper.
Hooper, your daughter Hooper?
My daughter Hooper, who, she just, I used to have money. I don't even have money anymore. I used to be a doctor. That's all that's gone. She even took my certificates. She thinks she's a doctor now because she took my diploma off my wall.
Sold it on eBay.
So no, she put it up in her house, and she's telling everybody she's a doctor now.
I crossed out the name Bob, and I wrote the name Cooper.
Not you. I'm not talking about you.
I mean Hooper.
She drives her mom insane, and her mom just
Dad,
gives
get off
money.
The phone. I paid you back.
She pulls up the Brinks truck to the house and just unloads it. And that good for nothing boyfriend, I swear. She took $40,000 from me one time for a dog.
God, that has never happened. That never happened.
Thank you for calling, Bob.
God, that's the great call.
I paid them back every dime. Stop that. Oh, my God. Wait. Now, Don, you wanna move in with Jake.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Now, Don, you want to move in with Jake?
I'm not Jake's daddy, because if he takes that daggone good care of him, I mean, see if he wants to adopt. Jake, wait a minute, Jake. They got my phone number at the station, dude. Call back.
Exactly. Jake, do you want an older brother or younger? Are you a younger brother, Don?
I don't know. He can call me your redheaded stepchild if you want
to. It sounds like a good deal at Jake's house.
Yeah, it does.
You can get a big screen TV, a new car every year.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. Pass my number on, okay?
Okay.
You got it.
We'll do that.
I think Jake needs a brother.
Yeah. You can
mooch off around with. Exactly.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Which means it's time for...
Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
See, that's the thing. Your kids can't be a mooch. There's no way your kids can be a mooch in your life because they're going to get it one way or another.
Well, unless you're my parents. My parents are spending every dime. They're planning on leaving nothing.
I mean, there's going to be something. You know,
not my parents.
But that's how I look at it. It's like, if you don't take it now, well, it's like my son said to me this weekend, because when we were starting in radio, we had cassettes. So all the shows that we did way back in the day, we put on cassettes. So right. I have 13 crates of cassettes.
Oh, my Lord.
From our show and all kinds of shows in the attic. In
Get
my
out. I'd love to check that out. That's cool.
And my son is like, one day I'm going to take all those cassettes and move it to my attic.
At least he's going to keep them. I'm planning on throwing out all my parents' stuff. Hey, Casey. Oh, now, darling, I can't imagine somebody would mooch off you.
My brother does. Guess what his name is?
Moochie?
Jake.
Oh, no! It is yes, not.
I swear to you, when you first said Jake, I thought my brother called in. I thought he would finally admit it. But
let that be a lesson to everybody out there who knows someone named Jake.
They're a moocher.
You be careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what does he do?
Well, he's separated from his wife, and since I want that to kind of work its way into ending, and I don't really want him to go back, then I'm letting him stay there and encouraging him to, like, get it together. But he, like, says he's going to pay me rent, and then even when he does pay the rent, like, all through the week, he just is supposed to give me a certain amount of money through the week.
Mm-hmm.
I give it back to him in gas and food. I feed him. I clothe him. Hmm. I do his laundry. I do everything. I'm his damn mama.
Now, why? Is it because do you feel badly for him on some level? You feel he needs to be taken care of? Why do you do that?
Because I'm a sucker.
Well, no, you love the kid.
I do love him, and I just want him to get it together. But even, like, then, like, when he pays the rent and I do that, it works out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm just giving him back the money he gave me.
Right.
But now that he stopped paying, I'm like, dude, I'm going broke. I can't afford you. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You can't do this. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I do it.
At least pay gas. I mean, gas prices now, Casey. Wow.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me. Like, even now, like, I'm about to walk into Subway. And I'm going to get him one.
The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is the Sex Hour time, and that's when you call up and tell Cooper your issues with sex and relationships. And Mark, what you got?
I have a question, more sort of an ongoing issue with me. I'm not really sure exactly what it is that always seems to lead me into problems with them that a lot of people have, but I only seem to really fall for girls that are kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean, you know, in a clinical sense, but I just mean, like, there are women out there that when I come across them for some reason, the chemistry, I don't know if I can literally smell their crazy pheromones or what, but I'm never really drawn to, like, normal women that would probably actually be good for me. And as a result, I don't really enjoy sex with women at all, unless I can actually feel pretty passionate about them. Now, that doesn't necessarily make me all that different from anybody else, but I'm just curious about your thoughts on that and whether or not you want to address that.
For so many years, there's been this, like, narrative out there that crazy girls are better in bed. So in 2018, a team of researchers were the first to test that theory, and they published their findings in the Journal of Sex Research. Anthony, take a guess what they found.
Crazy chicks are better in bed.
Yep. Yep. They
until they cut that. Off your wank.
That men do have better sex with women who are emotionally unstable, but do you want to know why?
Why?
Because the men are also emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
That's why. The main finding was that your perception of how compatible you are is what makes the sex great. So you are what you eat, so to speak. So, like, if your partner is adventurous, it's probably because you are. If you think they're open, usually you are too. If you think you're normal and your girl is crazy, I have news for you. You're not normal. You're not. Like, women who want bad boys are bad girls. Men who want crazy bitches are drama kings. You know, they like to play the hero. They want to save the damsel in distress. They like to be needed by needy women. And those drama kings also like to use the crazy girlfriend excuse to get them off the hook for either their own bad behavior or for ignoring, like, social obligations. Like, oh, I can't. Janice is having one of her days again, you know, and it gets them out of doing something. So, Mark, if you want to stop dating psycho girls, you got to stop being a psycho guy. Or not. Because here's the thing. It's working for you. What's the problem? The sex is good. Psychos need love, too. No notes.
I think all chicks, to some extent, are insane. So you're not going to find one that's not. When you find a girl that's not insane, call in. Because I want to talk to her.
We still won't believe you, by the way.
Yeah, because they're all crazy.
I met a normal girl. No, you didn't.
No, you know. See, even Cooper's a chick, and she'll tell you girls are crazy.
But guys, because guys are crazy.
I know, but girls are crazy.
We're all
crazy.
She
knows she is.
That's my point. We're all crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
606-002, The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex relationships and advice, your sex questions, my sex answers, because I have a PhD. So I want to help you. I want to give you, like, actual, real advice. Walter, what's your question?
Well, I'm a heterosexual male, and I enjoy giving oral, but it made me start wondering what diseases, or I guess infections, are transmitted orally these days?
I could think of seven off the bat.
Cooties.
Okay, eight.
Yeah, there's cooties. Cooties is the big one. Yeah,
that's true. Chlamydia. Now, you're probably thinking, chlamydia? No, you only get that down there. Nope, you get chlamydia of the throat and penis. So if she's got chlamydia in her mouth and she performs oral sex on you, now you've got chlamydia. Same thing for gonorrhea, also in the throat and mouth, but also mouth to penis. That's how you contract them there. Syphilis, you can get syphilis when your mouth, genitals, or another body part touches a syphilis sore, another person who has the disease. I know. And by the way, if you're pregnant, you can pass syphilis on to your baby, even if you don't know you're infected. So that's herpes, HPV, HIV, and something called trichomoniasis, which you're like, what is that? But it's actually quite common. It's a sexually transmitted infection that's caused by a parasite. And in women, yeah, in women, you get this like foul smell. So, you know, it's going on. Painful urination, genital itching. Men who have it typically have no symptoms. So it's like, ugh, it's scary when there's no symptoms. You don't know you have something because that's how you transmit it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Walter, you can reduce the risk of STI transmissions during oral by making sure you and your partner wears a condom. You can use a dental dam. You can both get tested before engaging. I wish I had better news for you, Walter, but I don't.
And what about cooties? What's the symptoms for cooties?
Well, the cooties, you just get the cootie shot. Just get someone to put two fingers together and, like, you know, do the cootie shot.
That's the cootie shot. I forgot about the cootie
shot.
Yeah,
you can get inoculated pretty easily. You just need somebody with four fingers.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex Hour, 1 hour, your calls, Cooper's reactions, her answers to your questions. Call now, 888-460-6002.
You left out the part that I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor.
Okay. Kitty, what's your question?
All my life, I've always had guys be really eager to go down on me, and that's really great, and I love that they want to, but I just don't get turned on by it. I get kind of bored. I lose my arousal, and it seems like every guy that I've ever been sexually intimate with just wants to go down on me forever, and I get really bored, and I don't know how to tell them, like, in the clearest way, like, just don't do that. And I feel weird telling them that, and I've tried different ways to tell them, like, I like other things, but I just don't want you to go down on me. I guess I'm kind of concerned. I think that's weird. It seems like it's something that women always want and that the guys normally don't want to do, but I have the opposite problem.
Every wife listening is like, could you get their numbers for me?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, be bold. Just say it. Just say it. As soon as a guy starts to meander down there, just grab him and say, I'm going to stop you right there, buddy. I'm not into that. I'll do everything else with you. Just keep your mouth away from my lady basket or whatever term you want to use. You have every right to ask for what you want, but also for what you don't want. You're not into it. You're not into it. There are loads of people, believe it or not into oral sex, even men. There's men that don't like oral sex. They've called the show and said, I know you're not going to believe this, but I'm not into oral sex. Receiving. Just be upfront about it from the start. And if you feel comfortable and have the opportunity, you probably should say something before you're naked, before it's awkward, and before you do anything, in case that's a deal breaker for him. You know, he too has the right to say no if that's off the table. And not to be a jerk, but it's hilarious that your name is Kitty.
How ironic, don't you think?
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why do you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Coming up, is there a connection between promiscuity and the inability to orgasm? You're going to be surprised to hear what this caller's deal is. And a guy who is truly not into oral sex, but for a really odd reason.
The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You think you only have that one problem and nobody else has that problem? You probably do, but Cooper will tell you what to do for that problem because it's the Sex Hour.
Hi, Jennifer.
I am a 23-year-old female, and I'm calling about, I'm wondering if there's a connection between promiscuity and an inability to orgasm in women. I have been in multiple relationships. I've had multiple one-night stands and lovers and all of that stuff, and I am completely unable to orgasm by anybody else but my own hand. And part of me knows that this, you know, might go away with age and when I mature and when I find the right partner, but I'm wondering if this is something that you've come across as being common. You know, my friends who have, you know, had one boyfriend in their life seem to have no problem orgasming. So I'm wondering what's up with that.
Okay, so Jennifer, you're really asking two questions here. Is there a connection between promiscuity and inability to orgasm? And is it normal that you only orgasm during masturbating and not during sex? But for you, the answers are related. Okay, so here's what you need to know. Study after study finds that depression and anxiety and sexual dysfunction in women are related, not promiscuity. So that said, women who are promiscuous are into it for several reasons. The reason I just gave, to cope with anxiety and depression, that's one of the reasons. But, you know, they like it. Random sex, reckless sex can be a form of sexual expression. Some people are just into that. They like the lack of connection. They like the absence of, where is this going? Like, they're not into that sort of thing. But for some women, it's a form of self-hatred or they're acting out some trauma. And those are the women that usually don't orgasm while they're in the throes of a one-night stand. You know, only you know your reason for being promiscuous. But there's a lot of women that anger, the anonymity, that's even hotter. That turns them on. They orgasm more. But for you, it's not working. You know, you like the sex, but just not enough to climax. Which brings me to your second question. Of course you orgasm when you masturbate. You're relaxed. You know what you like. You know how to get there. But porn, social media, other sources have led women to believe that penis and vagina, PIV sex, or even oral is a guaranteed bullseye. But that's really not true. Statistically, only 30% of women can orgasm like that. So, you know, maybe you can't switch off your brain and relax the way you can when you're alone. Maybe the guys you're with, because they're temporary, aren't really turning you on all that much. And I think maybe it's that level of trust and intimacy that you need, that your friends have in their long-term relationships, that create the perfect safe environment for the big O. So I'm hoping that you do find that, because I think even though you enjoy sex and you like being promiscuous, I think the reasons why you're promiscuous are not really lending themselves to really enjoying sex fully.
You're with the wrong guys. Date older guys because they know what they're doing. You're probably dating young guys. I don't know what they're doing. They're just happy to be there. They're just happy to be out of the house. So you need to go with an older guy who's been there a few times and knows what he's doing.
Call now. 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions. The Sex Hour. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Sex Hour. 1 hour going on right now, Cooper. Is it doctor. She will take your calls. And she's not a doctor like Dr. Dre or Dr. Joyce. She's a real doctor.
What's going on, Adam?
I'd only met someone a couple times, and we got together, and we slept together, and it was protected. And then a couple hours later, we're falling asleep. She wanted oral sex, and I said I wasn't comfortable doing that because I didn't know her that well, and I didn't want to take that risk until I could see totally sure that she was trustworthy, and you know, she's on the level and sane, and someone who wouldn't screw me over in that kind of way. And she got really upset because I let her go down on me, and then wasn't reciprocating, and felt like it was my job at the time she was going down on me to say, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to do that back to you just yet. Now I've still hung out a couple more times. And I guess I just wanted to know if in the future I should be doing that. I guess I will regardless because I want to avoid more grief. But is that something I should have known?
Yeah, I'm with her. Not cool, dude.
Yeah.
It's called the oral sex gap. There's actually a term for it. And it's when women are expected to perform oral without expecting to receive it back. So that was a douche move, big time.
Not cool, man. If she does it, you got to do it, too. You got to be in the moment.
I don't think you should be engaging in sexual activity until you're willing to reciprocate. If you're not willing, say that up front, you know, not after you've selfishly gotten yours. Up front, you got to be up front with women and say, listen, I'm not going to go down on you. I don't know where your vagina's been.
And people wonder why they get ghosted nowadays.
Right.
That's a perfect example right there. She's going to ghost you because she did it and you said, I don't want to do it. So then she's not going to call you back, dude.
Right. And then he's going to call the show and be like, I don't know why I get ghosted.
I get ghosted. I was perfect. And we were great and we had sex. And I don't understand. What am I doing wrong? But that's what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. You know, and that's the scenario that a guy will call and be like, we had great sex. Was great. It was awesome. He talks to the woman. She'd be like, sex was terrible. He didn't go down on me. He didn't reciprocate. He was a selfish douche. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing how we are so not on the same page.
Yeah. She asked him to do it. And he said no. So I guarantee she ghosted a dude.
Sex, relationships, and vice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's our favorite game, Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Okay, so here's how it works. So you guys give us a call, tell us a little piece of a story. We have to guess when that story happened to you. Were you a little kid or a drunk adult? And I think, Anthony, I think I'm kind of winning in this game. I did really well last time and you didn't.
I'll beat you this time.
Okay. And so you guys have been calling us with your stories, but also we've been getting messages on CooperandAnthony.com. Here is one from Taylor. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I found a box of crayons, and I took a lighter and some tinfoil and melted them all together.
Little kid, drunk adult knows that that's not a good thing to do. So that's got to be a little kid.
Oh, yeah. Drunk adults have very good judgment, Anthony.
Well, okay, hold on. Drunk adults have lighters. Little kids really don't have lighters. But I'm still going little kid.
Yep, Taylor was a little kid. Mm. I thought if I melted them, they'd become paints, and I can paint something for my mom for her birthday. Instead, I got in trouble for playing with the lighter.
See, that's how little kids burn houses down.
Right.
Trying to burn crayons.
Trying to make gifts. All right, Marie, what's your story?
I got attacked by a peacock when I tried to kiss it.
Attacked by a peacock.
When she tried to kiss it. See, I love the fact that the when I tried to kiss it sounds so natural. Like, you know, like when you kiss a peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so normal to do. I am going to say little kid because I think birds don't like children.
And I'm going to say drunk adult because a little kid wouldn't kiss a peacock, but a drunk adult would.
Okay. Marie, were you a little kid or a drunk adult?
I was a little kid, and my neighbor had a pet peacock on his farm. And
why would you have a pet peacock? Who has a pet peacock?
I loved this peacock. I thought it was adorable, so I decided to go.
You think it was cute and it needed to be kissed?
Kiss it, and the peacock did not appreciate this, and it bit my forehead.
That's hilarious. Okay, well, that's one for me.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
All right, scores 1-0. You are winning, little kid or drunk adult. What happens? You call us up and you tell us a story. We have to guess, when that happened, were you drunk and adult size, or a little kid and dumb size?
And if you want to see how it's played, just listen to Joseph. What's your story?
I started crying in front of my crush because I thought all of my friends were being mean to me at a birthday party.
Oh, that's definitely a little kid story.
Yeah, little kid. You don't cry at your birthday party when you're adult. Well, I don't know. If you get up there in age, sometimes you cry at your birthday party, but usually you do it when you're a little kid.
Well, I think it's more the he thought his friends were being mean to him thing, because I think, like, as an adult, you don't think your friends are being mean to you. You know they are. You know they're being mean. There's no are they. It's like, of course they are. They're my friends.
All right. So you're saying little kid. I'll just take drunk adult just because I want to win.
Okay. Joseph, what were you, a little kid or a drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
Yes.
I had a huge crush on this woman, Monica, and she was at the birthday party my friends were throwing. I was so drunk and paranoid, I thought all of my friends were mad at me. I started venting and crying about the situation in front of my crush. It was really embarrassing the next morning because I was in my 30s when this happened. I quit drinking after that.
Yes, 1-1 now.
That's hilarious. All right, we got a message on CooperandAnthony.com. Seth, here's his story. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Seth said, I took all my dad's shoes and I put them in the refrigerator.
Little kid. Drunk adult does. They don't put things in the refrigerator. They take things out. So
yeah.
I'm going to say little kid.
Seth was a drunk adult.
Oh.
He said, I'd gotten laid off with about a dozen other people and had to move back home with my parents. He said, my dad had a shoe rack by the back door and I came home drunk one night and tripped over his shoe rack again. And to get him back for having shoes, I guess. I don't know why I did this. I put them in the refrigerator door, like where the soda usually goes. I didn't remember I had done it until the next morning when I went down to get some orange juice and open the refrigerator, and there was his shoes.
Okay, so your kid moves back home, and not only does he lose his job, he goes out and gets tanked and then comes back and puts your shoes in a refrigerator.
Well, I didn't say he was a good kid or a good drunk adult.
He moved back. So now you move back, then you lost your job, and then you put my shoes in the refrigerator.
But you know when you're drunk, well, maybe you don't, but the rest of us, when you get drunk, things that are rational just seem really irrational. Like your dad having shoes by the door, which normally seems rational. He doesn't walk into the house. He puts his shoes. You keep shoes by your door. You don't let people walk with their shoes in the house, right?
No, that's nasty.
Right. So his dad agrees with you and thinks that's nasty. But when you're drunk, for some reason, that's an affront to you. It's on, Dad.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
We're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. This is where you guys tell us a story, and then we have to guess, when that story happened, were you a little kid or a drunk adult? Here's an example. Teresa sent us a message on CooperandAnthony.com. Here's what she said. I put handfuls of macaroni in the toaster. Not a toaster oven, but one of the ones that pops up.
Little kid, drunk adult, knows better.
Teresa says she was a drunk adult. She said, my roommate told me the next morning that I really wanted mac and cheese, but she wouldn't let me use the stove because I was too drunk. So I poured the box into the toaster. I guess in my drunken stupor, I thought I was Gordon Ramsay. She said, lucky for me, she also unplugged the toaster, so I didn't also burn the house down.
See, that's another way homes get burned down.
All right, who do we have on the line?
Sandra, you're up next.
I got caught peeing in an Arby's bathroom sink.
Ooh.
That's an easy one.
That's definitely drunk adult.
Yeah, little kids, you can't reach the sink.
You can't reach the sink, and for some reason, I'll tell you, as a female who's been in a lot of disgusting bathrooms, the bathroom is so gross, but the sink doesn't usually get as gross as the bathroom, and if you're drunk enough, you're like, you know what? The sink looks better than the toilet.
What happens, though, when somebody comes into the bathroom when you're peeing, when you're a girl peeing in the sink because you're going to have to get up there and put your ass on the sink?
It's Arby's. Do you think people are shocked when they walk into an Arby's bathroom and see an ass in a sink?
Arby's, we have the meats.
See? They have the meats. Okay. What were you, Sandra?
I was a drunk adult.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
I had to go to the bathroom really bad. So my friend stopped in an Arby's. An employee walked in on me peeing in the sink and told the manager, I was back in line to order some French fries. They called the police on me, and I got arrested.
Wow.
You can get arrested for peeing in a sink?
I guess. Well, she was drunk, too.
You can get arrested for being drunk?
Drunk in an Arby's peeing in the sink. I think that's a arrestable offense.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Why? She was a customer. She was ordering fries. You know, they have the signs that say bathrooms for customers only. So she bought fries. She was a customer. What's the problem?
That's not the wackiest thing they saw in that fast food place all week. I guarantee it.
Guarantee it, too. Yeah.
Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're playing Little Kid and Drunk Adult. If you guys want to play, you should play. It's a great game. Give us a call, 888-460-6002, or you can drop us a message on cooperandanthony.com. And here's what you do. You tell us a little piece of a story, and we have to guess when that story happened. Were you a little kid or a drunk adult? Coming up, one dude who snuck onto a hill. Was he a little kid or a drunk adult? And another guy who thought it'd be a good idea to glue a party hat to a dog.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
That's just fun.
That's just Thursday.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, Ben, we're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Tell us your story.
I taped 3 party hats to my dog's back because it made him look like a dinosaur.
I can totally see that. You know, like the 3 party hats, like the, do you know what I mean? Like the back of a brontosaurus or whatever. That's actually kind of funny.
Come here. That's a drunk adult. That's got to be a drunk adult. That's the only time you think that's funny. As a kid, you don't think that far through.
I feel like that's definitely a thing a little kid would do, though. Like a little kid would put 3 party hats on a dog and be like, he's a dinosaur.
I can see being at my friend's house being trashed, finding party hats.
Like, what can we tape to the dog? Yeah. Well, let's split it. You go drunk adult, and I'll go little kid.
I was a drunk adult. I was at my younger sister's house, and we got very drunk for her 21st birthday. We did an old-school birthday party with cake and party hats. We got into this contest to see who could balance the most party hats on the dog's backs without them falling off. But then we got 3 of them on him, and I realized he looked like a dinosaur, and I thought it would be funny to tape them to the dog so he can run around the party and celebrate, too.
He was a dinosaur.
That's great. Lionel sent us a message. Oh, this is great. Wait, Lionel sent us a message on cooperandanthony.com. I don't know why I didn't tease this story. This might be the funniest one we ever had. Okay, here's Lionel's thing. Was he a little kid or a drunk adult? I cut off a pubic hair and taped it to the bathroom mirror.
Why?
Wait, there's an explanation, so go ahead.
All right, it's got to be a drunk adult because little kids don't have pubic hair.
I was a kid. It was my first pubic hair, and I was so proud of it. I wanted my parents to see it, so I cut that sucker off and taped it to their mirror so they wouldn't miss it when they woke up for work the next day.
You don't cut it off.
He only had the one. He was so excited.
Mom, look. I'm a man.
Thank you, Lionel. That's hilarious.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Little kid, drunk adult, very simple game. You tell us a story. We have to guess, were you a little kid or a drunk adult when the story happened? Here is an example we heard from Lisa. I stole a doll from my local mall. Was she a little kid or was she a drunk adult when she did that?
A doll. That would be a little kid. You don't do that, I don't think, when you're a drunk adult.
Well, unless she's considering a doll. She's using the word doll, but we're not quite sure what kind of...
doll it is.
Yeah, it could be a Star Wars doll. It could be a antique.
Little kid. I'll go little kid.
You still going little kid?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, she was a little kid. You are correct. She said, there was a Barbie I wanted, and my mom would not get it for me. So when my sister was distracting her, I took the doll anyway and put it in my giant handbag that I used to carry around for some reason. She said, we made it out of the mall. I got away with it. Did not get caught. My mom eventually found the doll in my room a week or two later. I told her it belonged to my best friend, and she left it at the house by accident.
So she got away with it, too.
Twice.
Oh, yeah. She's a thief and a liar.
Yeah, she ran out of the mall with it, and then also lied to her. Wow, yeah, you're right. Then lied to her mom.
Yeah.
Boy, that's her. Do you have a life of crime now?
She's got to be in jail now.
Yeah, she's got to be in jail. Don't message us. Call us. We want to hear. By the way, let us be your one call from prison.
She's the girl on Jailbirds on Netflix that has the tongue that's in two parts and tattoos on her face, and she's in jail now. And it all started when I stole a doll when I was a kid.
All right, Sam, you're up. Little kid or drunk adult, tell us your story.
I ducked under a closed-off area at this local park. To climb this hill that I was not allowed to be on.
I feel like when you say not allow, that means little kid, but... Yeah, because when you're not allowed to do something, that feels like a little kid thing.
But a drunk adult don't care about rules. Rules don't apply to me. They only apply to people lesser than me. So I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay, yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm going to say drunk adult. All right, Sam, what were you, a little kid or a drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
You know, my friends and I, we were drinking in the park after hours, and they dared me to climb this hill that was roped off because somebody, like, fell 3 weeks earlier, and I didn't get very far. I made it under the caution tape, but I pretty much passed out at the first patch of grass.
I guess you lost that dare, Sam.
Yeah, because little kids, when you see caution tape, you pause and you don't go. When a drunk adult sees anything like that, instant limbo.
Yeah, it's a limbo game. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.